At the start of 2017, the BBC and several other media outlets released a survey they had conducted which reported a rise in abuse to referees, umpires and officials. The report concluded that the age bracket with the highest increase of abuse was that of 18 to 25 year olds. Over the past few months, URN Sport have been investigating the extent of abuse to referees and officials at the University of Nottingham. URN Sport aimed also to see if there was a difference in treatment of referees between sports, genders, disabled and non-disabled sports, as well as between IMS and Bucks levels of competition. We sought to find out to what extent the abuse was prevalent. We also endeavoured to find out how aware students at the University of Nottingham were of abuse towards officials and referees in order to see if these reports were accurate regarding the rise in abuse to this age bracket. The following are a series of interviews we conducted with various teams, presidents, referees and coordinators of competitions at the university.
There have been games I've seen referees have this year in Bucks where certain away teams have been disgraceful in terms of their behaviour. Generally, the referees have done very well. I think the reason why I think there's maybe, or there appears to be, a little bit more abuse is because if the referees are new, generally, they are lacking sometimes a little bit of confidence. So if someone's brand new off the course and all they've done is a little bit of kids' football and they go straight into an IMS game and they've got 22 players who are all students and some of them are hungover or whatever, all having a go at them, sometimes it's difficult to know what to do because they don't have that experience. They've not had someone to maybe mentor them or someone to help them deal with that situation. However, I would think that all of my referees that I appoint in Bucks, if a player has a go at them, they know how to deal with it.
So the worst one was actually this year in the IMS China tournament. So it was in the quarterfinals, obviously it's quite a big prize, and the Cypriot Society took a massive offence to me forcing them to retake the penalty. And as soon as the game was finished, I had about four players come up and charge me, accuse me of racism, get up in my face, swearing at me, threatening to like physical violence. And I luckily had two other referees with me who completely agreed with my call. And so there was nothing really. It was the correct decision. Yeah. Everyone will maintain that. But that's probably the worst level that I've had. I feel that, first of all, extra training just of the officials, because a lot of people either haven't done the FA course with the IMS or need a top up or haven't maybe gone for a promotion. Also, maybe through InstaPlay, if there's a referee section, just to send in reports. We only report if it's violence or something that's extreme. So if there's maybe just a system, just put yellow card through for dissent and work something through.
We use qualified umpires for the Bucks games, whereas for the IMS Netball Leagues, we use students. So it might be the same in football, that people feel they can push it a bit further in the IMS Leagues because it might be their friends that are refereeing and umpiring.
I have been made aware of several incidents over the course of the 3 years that I've been here. Like, one in particular I can think of was one of our home games last year, and it was actually one of the opposition's players that was getting very aggressive towards several of our players and then subsequently towards the umpires when they started questioning decisions and things like that. So I know that it definitely happens, and it happens within netball and within other sports. And there have been times from other universities and incidents in other universities that we know about as well.
Especially in Bucks Rugby League, there's nothing, like, there's no back chat whatsoever. People turn up, they get on with the game. I think it's mainly due to the fact that a lot of the people that play rugby league at university, especially around the Midlands and the South where it's not a core sport, tend to be a bit, I don't want to say softer, but like they're less sure of themselves and more like inclined to go along with your interpretation instead of having their own opinions on it.
The following is a statement URN Sport have received from Gareth Boyes, head of organisation for the IMS referees, on the topic of abuse and dissent towards sports referees at the University of Nottingham. At IMS level, I believe refereeing abuse is at a low level than that of the local leagues and of course a professional game. Of course, in all IMS games you will find players being frustrated and letting out a shout of, "Ref, come on," for example. The trouble is when people start to use abusive language towards officials, but we do have a team of IMS referees that do punish it and aren't afraid to get their cards out to stop offenders. A problem comes when players aren't punished and know they'll get away with it. Last year, Glynn added some disciplinary sanctions, such as a certain number of yellow or red cards, results in the team losing so many points in the overall league, and once players realised and started to understand this, it definitely stopped players giving out abuse. players like a referee who speaks and explains their decisions, and we have tried to guide referees to use this to their advantage. Refereeing abuse is a major issue at the highest level of the game, and I think until the FA sort this out, there is only so much a university can do, and they have been proactive in reducing the amount of abuse at IMS level.
I'm joined here by Lauren Herrier, the SU Sports Officer.
There's not really a mentoring structure. I done my referee qualification here at the university, and I didn't really keep up refereeing. I refereed the women's games for some time, but I wasn't particularly confident going out and refereeing the men's games. I didn't have anyone there supporting me, so I think there's definitely a bit to look at there. For something like referee abuse, we should be looking to partner kind of with Bucks Take a Stand, which is something we introduced this year, and that covers different strands, and one of them is around officials and that conduct. So there's definitely lessons we can learn from Bucks there and try and bring home, as well as looking at, as you highlighted, if football is the issue, and it appears to be the main issue. Things the FA are doing, I know they relaunched their respect campaign in, I think it was January of this year, so they're saying this is coming back onto the scene, this is something we need to start addressing, so looking into what they're doing. I know Glyn and the IMS football exec guys have been talking about and looking at what they can do, so it's something that's on their radar, and they're constantly trying to improve the situation for referees and make them want to turn up and referee. They're absolutely vital to what we do.